Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and nine-month FY25 results conference call of Nirmal Agri Genetics Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sakshi Panjwani from Kirin Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Nirmal Agri Genetics Limited. From management team, we have Mr. Pranav Bagal, Managing Director. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Pranav Bagal. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to welcome you all to the quarter three and nine-month FY25 earnings call of Nirmal Agri Genetics Limited. Your continued trust and support have been instrumental in helping us deliver decent results for this quarter. Before we dive into the specifics, let me take a moment to provide a brief overview of our company and our business model. Nirmal Agri Genetics Limited, one of India's leading agri-input companies, is dedicated to transforming Indian agriculture by providing high-quality hybrid seeds. We aim to enhance productivity, sustainability, and profitability for farmers. Our commitment to innovation, operational excellence, and farmer-centric solutions has enabled us to build a strong presence in the agriculture sector. Our business approach focuses on producing and distributing superior hybrid seeds that are tailored to specific agroclimatic conditions, resulting in higher production potential, disease resistance, and drought tolerance. We also provide a variety of crop protection and soil enhancement options, enhancing our position as a complete agri-solution provider. We are delighted to promote sustainable agriculture practices among farmers with a focus on water conservation, low chemical inputs, soil health management, optimal use of resources, and effective waste management. Through our comprehensive workshops and training programs, we provide farmers with advanced agronomic solutions, promoting both environmental responsibility and long-term productivity. In addition to our sustainability efforts, we continue to expand our distribution network across India while actively exploring international markets. By leveraging strategic partnerships, we aim to enhance our market reach and grow our customer base. To further expand our capabilities, we successfully launched a high-end 10 tons per hour production and processing facility. This investment is expected to boost revenue growth and increase profits in the upcoming years. By owning and managing our processing plant, we have strategically positioned ourselves to reduce dependency on third-party manufacturers, minimize delays in supply chain, and gain more control over our manufacturing processes. With these developments, we remain confident in our growth strategy and look forward to delivering sustained value to our stakeholders. Now, let's move ahead with the performance highlight. I take pride in sharing that we delivered outstanding performance in quarter 3 and 9-month FY25. Our quarter 3 FY25 revenue stood at 61.07 crores, making a 223.26% year-on-year growth. EBITDA for the quarter increased 124.71% year-on-year to 7.22 crores. While the net profit increased by 114.03% year-on-year to 6.07 crores. For 9 months FY25, we recorded a total 173.52 crores in revenue, reflecting a strong growth of 304.69% year-on-year growth. EBITDA of 19.24 crores, up 151.40%, and net profit of 18.18 crores, up 157.34% year-on-year. This remarkable financial growth underscores our robust execution, operational efficiency, and expanding market footprints. Looking ahead, our focus on product innovations and capacity development has put us in a strong position for continual growth. We will continue to develop our farmer engagement programs, expand our product line, and expand our network in order to meet the growing need for high-yielding and sustainable agri inputs. The successful execution of our strategic approach, collectively with our expanding production capabilities, will generate long-term value for all stakeholders. I extend my sincere gratitude to our dedicated team, valued customers, and shareholders for their continued trust and support. With that, I now invite questions from the investors. Thank you for your time and continued support. Yeah.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to limit their questions to two per participant and to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Akhil Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you very much for walking us through the numbers. There's just a couple of questions I had. One is with respect to the growth on a quarter-on-quarter basis. So on the last call, you had mentioned that we're likely to see quarterly growth every quarter in Q3 and Q4. But this time was largely in line with the previous quarter. And can we, into Q4, expect the growth to continue? And the guidance that you had given for the next year was for 200% growth. Are we on track to meet that? And when do we expect the inflection in growth to come in? Would it come in next year, in the first half? Or do we start seeing that from Q4 itself? And the second question that I had is with respect to the margins. So we've seen the margins expand a little bit in Q3 versus Q2. Do we expect these margins to stay in line heading into Q4 and next year as well, or do we expect margins to expand a little bit more from here?
So, good afternoon, Akhilji, first of all. Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. So, coming to your first question, that looking at our growth prospectus, we have delivered our guidance. We have given near about 250% growth guidance last year, and today we are standing on 173 crore revenue. And same for quarter four also. Quarter four will be also in line with a good revenue, with a good guidance. And same for next financial year, we are heading towards 150% to 200% growth guidance for next year also.
And so just on that, so when do we expect, so is the inflection likely to come in the first half of next year, or will it be more back-end loaded?
Sorry, can you pardon us?
So the growth that you are expecting, the 200% growth, will the inflection or the pickup in growth come during the first half of next year or in the second half?
It will be in whole year. As you know, we are a sustainable company, and in spite of agriculture business is a seasonal business, but because of our own modus of operandus, we make it a sustainable business, so you will see a flow throughout the year.
Got it, thank you. And regarding the margins?
Margins will increase, as this year we will use our own processing plant with full capacity, so you can see the slightly margins at higher side.
So that we are expecting that to continue throughout the year.
Yeah.
Got it. Just a follow up.
So with you, sir, may we request you to please rejoin the queue. We have participants waiting for the turn.
Sure, sir. I'll come back.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are requested to please limit your questions to two per participant, as this call is for 40 minutes. The next question is from the line of Swami CA, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations for the great set of numbers, sir. Can you tell me what is the order book as of now? Did you complete the 120 crore order from last PPT? You mentioned 120 crore order book. No, it is not.
Sorry, 120 crore RR? What order book? Are you talking about order book?
Yes.
So this year we have 150 crores order book for Kharif and near about 98 crores order book for Rabi.
Okay. Unexecuted order 150 crore.
Sorry?
Unexecuted order is 150 crore, am I right?
Yeah, for Kharif season, we have one. See, there are two seasons in agriculture industry. One is Kharif and one is Rabi. So for Kharif season, it is 150 crores, and for Rabi season, it is 98 crores. So you can do addition of both seasons. You will get the figure, and it will increase. As you can see, now we are standing in February. Now, the Kharif season is long ahead here, from here 2 to 3 months. So it will increase. In April, you will get exact figure of order book. Till now, we have in hand 150 crores and 98 crores for Rabi and Kharif season, yeah.
Okay, I have another question. Sir, can you
Okay.
tell me about the total market in India in seed industry? Strawberry seed is not growing from last 10 years.
What is not growing from last 10 years?
Kaveri seed, you know.
See, Kaveri, if you see, first of all, let me explain you. See, Kaveri Seed is a big company, and it is holding a big share in market right now. See, now Nirman is a small baby. It is growing like Kaveri can't grow 100% now, because it is already a giant now. It has a big share in market. So Nirman is a small baby. We are accumulating a whole of the area. आप देखोगे तो एग्रीकल्चर इंडस्ट्री में काफी सारा मार्केट बड़ा है. महाराष्ट्र में ही हम लोग अभी कवर कर रहे हैं, जिसमें महाराष्ट्र भी हम लोग अभी तक पूरा कवर नहीं कर पाए. तो कावेरी इज अ डिफरेंट बिजनेस मॉडल. कावेरी ऑपरेट्स इन नॉन जीएमओ सीड्स एंड इन फील्ड क्रॉप्स. वी ऑपरेट इन हाइब्रिड सीड्स एंड वेजिटेबल सीड्स. एंड इन टर्म्स ऑफ मीन्स ऑफ कंपनीज, यू विल ऑल्सो सी दैट वी आर वेरी स्मॉल, सो वी कैन टेक अ बिग ग्रोथ, एंड कावेरी डज नॉट, बिकॉज इट इज ऑलरेडी अ बिग जायंट एंड इट हैज ऑलरेडी कवर्ड अ मेजर शेयर इन मार्केट राइट नाउ.
Okay, how large we can grow, sir? How can you tell me the number of the market in hybrid seeds?
How large can we grow in next 5 years?
Yeah.
Sir, see, now you can see our growth rate is near about 150% to 200% every year, and we are targeting same growth rate for next 5 years.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants are requested to kindly restrict your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, actually, my questions were answered, but I just wanted to reconfirm. The line is not very clear. You said 150 crore order book for Kharif and 98 for Rabi?
98 crores for Rabi, yeah.
And when you said Rabi, which Rabi are you talking about? This is just the calendar year 25 Rabi, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I did not completely understand the comments on the margin side. The margin decline has been quite substantial. So your new facility, can you tell us exactly when it was commissioned in terms
See,
of
our new facility was commissioned in last 2 months before only, and now we are not operating in full capacity. As you see
Understood.
that from last 2 years, we were manufacturing from third parties. So now we
Right.
are, this year we will optimize our full capacity of our plant, and you will get to see the higher side of margins as transportation costs will be cut, logistic costs, supply chain will be a
Understood.
major part in increase of margins. And secondly, our control over markets will be a good one. So you can
Understood.
see here about 14 to 15% margins again.
Okay. That is exactly what I was coming to. And sir, the new facility, how much turnover can it support?
Sir, see, it is depend on product to product. As you can see now, we are with 10 tons per hour capacity. So if we thought it is as I will give you one example. If you see tomato seed, it is 1,20,000 rupees per kg. So if you process 10 tons in 1,20,000 rupees per kg, then the order value is big. But so it is all depend on market conditions and various permutations and combinations. And if you can see a cucumber seed, then it is only 25,000 rupees per kg. So there is a big
Understood.
difference in market demands and else. So if
this year the tomato seed and tomato season will be the good and the volume will be the good, then the production capacity will enhance double in terms of value.
Understood.
So it's all depend on, but you can take roughly on average, whenever average sum I can give you near about, we can achieve 450 crores revenue.
Perfect, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much for answering the question, sir. All the best.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mukesh Panjwani from WC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. You are audible. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Sir, first of all, congratulations for great set of numbers.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, we have actually reached, you know, multiple times via email and phone to arrange a meeting or visit to your plant. But, you know, we haven't received any positive response from your end. So,
sir,
could you please help us understand?
Sir, yeah. No, 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 sir. One thing, I will interrupt you here. So, we prioritize detailed investor responses via email due to high call volume impacting daily operations, first of all. आज आप देखोगे तो हमारी कंपनी में near about 3000 investors हैं, जिसमें retail investors काफी है. और उसमें क्या हो जाता है, जो daily operations हम लोग कंपनी के run कर रहे हैं, वो daily impact होना शुरू हो जाता है. And you know, as a company and as our primary base and primary rule are, we should focus on business. तो जैसे आप हो वैसे बहुत से लोग हैं, बहुत से रिटेल इन्वेस्टर्स हैं जो कंटिन्यू फॉलोअप में होते हैं, तो इसी वजह से हम लोग आपको ईमेल पे रिप्लाई देते हैं. आप एक ईमेल नोट डाउन कर लीजिए, जिस पे आपको कुछ भी इंक्वायरी हो तो आप उस पे ईमेल करिए, यू विल गेट अ प्रॉम्प्ट रिक्वेस्ट.
ठीक है सर, बता दीजिए
आप. प्लीज ts@nirmanagrijain.com.
सॉरी, वाई एस
पी एस company yes. secretary cs
okay, at okay
at yes. nirmanagrijain.com.
ठीक है, ठीक है सर, I'll drop the name.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prithvi Bhatt from Takshila Analytics. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. My question is regarding Krushi Dham. Because as far as I remember, on the last call, Pranav ji mentioned that the location, some of the locations, some of the tie-ups with NBFCs, and those are in the pipeline. So I just wanted an update on that.
So sir, first of all, good afternoon. Yeah, Krushi Dham, yes, we have finalized the locations also, but you can see last update on our Krushi Dham that we have recently got the trademark certifications, and we are under process of licensing and various certifications for the Krushi Dham model. Once we get it through, we will immediately launch Krushi Dham model on physical site. And all the SKUs will be planted.
All right. That's it from my side. Thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants are requested to limit their questions to two per participant, as the call will be for 40 minutes. The next question is from the line of Sanskar Mahule from Hexa Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Sir, I just wanted to know if you could read the guidance for top line and bottom line for this year and next year.
Sir, as I mentioned earlier, we will be focusing on 200% growth guidance consistently this year also, and the bottom line will be, you can take near about 14-15% net PAT.
That is for FY26.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for FY25 ending, do we have
so
any?
You can see we are already standing on 173 crores. We have given the guidance of near about 220 crores to 250 crores revenue, and we have achieved it near about 90% of our revenue right now. So you can assume that we can achieve our growth guide, given growth guidance, positively and with easy effects.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Venkatesh Shekhar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. You are audible.
Congratulations on your good set of numbers, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, I have this doubt regarding the taxes paid on our profits. Relatively, mm-hmm. It is a small number. Can you kindly explain what is the reason behind it?
tax paid income tax? Are you talking about income tax?
Profit before tax, and then you have some taxes paid.
Yeah, profit before tax, then we minus income tax, then you get profit after tax, right? So income tax, you know that seed industry do not have income tax, as we are seed production is exempted from income tax. And you can see major players in the industry are also doing the same. And we were paying heavy taxes of 30% before 2 years. But when we get to know that we are exempted from the seed production and whole seed production is exempted from tax. You can see various companies' data, everyone is exempted from the tax. So there is no other intention. Yeah, thank you.
Sir, we are also selling other products like pesticides and bionutrients.
No, pesticide we are selling, but pesticide, you can see that we are selling pesticide on a very small note. We are waiting for Krushi Dham. Once we launch Krushi Dham full force, then there will be a full force on pesticides.
Okay. Sir, I have one more suggestion. Hello?
Please, sir. Please.
I see that we will be getting good cash flows if you are able to follow the guidance and all that. For rewarding the shareholders, you can consider buyback because it might be rewarding the entire company. So this is just a suggestion you should consider.
Sir, I have buyback from open market in last 15 days only, but yeah, we will take your note.
No, buyback with respect to overall minority shareholders. Generally, buyback is concentrated on minority shareholders only, no? Apart from promoter buyback.
As the current participant have dropped from the queue, we will move to the next participant. The next question is from the line of Jay Vadwan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yes, sir, you are audible. Good afternoon. Tell me.
Yeah, hi. Thank you, sir. I'm really excited. Like, this is my first phone call that I'm attending because I'm really excited. So, I don't really want a short-term guidance. Just in the long-term, like, Krushi Dham is a great idea that I think will be great and amazing for farmers in the industry. And this, the evolution in agriculture industry is much needed. I just wanted to understand how will you distribute your seeds going forward? Like, are you planning to make your major source of distribution via Krushi Dham, or will you continue
there will be both type of models of operandi will be active. As you know, Krushi Dham is a new project for us and we don't want to rely fully dependent on it. If we depend fully on Krushi Dham, then the model which we are doing from last 5 years, 6 years of company, then it will be of no use. So we will be using both models, both mode of operandi. It's the current one which is going on, and second, the Krushi Dham. Krushi Dham will be a bonus for us.
Will there be an aim to gradually shift majority of distribution via Krushi Dham?
Yeah, you're right. Gradually.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
Best of luck, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Participants, you may please restrict your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Pratik Bagadia, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Sir, mera question ye tha ki if I heard you correctly, I think some participant asked regarding the growth guidance for the next 5 years. And you mentioned that it is likely going to be around 150% to 200% for the next 5 years. Am I right?
Yeah. So every year. We will grow every year 150% to 200%.
So if we go by that number, we will close 20,000 crore by revenue by 2030. Is that right?
20,000 crore not. If you see, now we are closing around 200 crores this year. Okay. If you see, we are standing on 173 crores. On 173, calculate the growth of 150%. Then calculate again the growth of 150% every year. Every year, calculate the growth of revenue. On revenue, you can calculate every year 150% growth.
Correct, sir. I did that. And my number comes to be around 20,000 crore by 2030.
No, let me check once.
Please, sir.
Next to next year, 432 crores. On 432 crores, you can add 648 crores again. This is 2 years. In 2 years, we will get 1,000 crores revenue in 2 years, next 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, and additionally, you can add in next 2 years, 2,000 crores. That is not 20,000. Your calculation is right, but you are missing, you are putting one extra zero. It is 2,000 crores.
So 150%, I think it is like more than double. I'm not wrong. 100%
yeah.
growth is doubling. 150%
yeah.
is more than that.
Yeah. So you can take an average that in 5 years we will grow near about 2,000 crores revenue, roughly.
Okay.
Not
fair
in
enough.
Terms of thank percentage.
You.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumanto Mandal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Good morning. Good afternoon, sir. So am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, as you have mentioned, आपने बोला था कि currently that 2,000 crore revenue for next 5 years. So may I know that currently you are do your own setup. So initially our margin is like 10%. So do you think now, as you mentioned, that margin will impact 14 to 15%? So from next quarter Q4, you can maintain that margin 14 to 15% till when you achieve the 2,000 crore revenue. Hello, sir. So my good morning, sir. So my question is that yeah. Sorry, actually, I mean, you say that's a good morning, good afternoon, sir. Sir, my question is that next 5 years that you have mentioned that 2,000 crore revenue. So currently that you have, as per expected, as you mean, so currently after margin has 10 to 11% and you have mentioned that you might have achieved due to their own plan 14 to 15%. So do you expect that this kind of margin you can achieve from next quarter on or till 2,000 crore revenue or there is
yes.
something decline?
Yes. No. There will be no decline. As you can see, for growth, जब हम लोग 63 करोड़ पे थे तब भी हम लोग उसके पहले के जो प्रॉफिट मार्जिन थे, क्योंकि हम लोग काफी कम ग्रोथ पे थे. अभी जिसे आपको एक चीज समझना पड़ेगा, कोई भी कंपनी ग्रो कर रहा है, हम लोग 200% से इस साल हम लोगों ने ग्रो किया हुआ है, तो बड़े कस्टमर्स, बड़े लोग या फिर जो बड़े ट्रेड्स है, उसमें हम लोगों को थोड़ा सा बैकफुट एक लेना पड़ता है. अगर वो चीज हम लोग नहीं लेंगे, स्लाइटली किसी को बेनिफिट नहीं देंगे, लोग हमारे पास आएंगे नहीं. तो इसलिए हम लोगों ने 10 टू 11% के मार्जिन आपको दिख रहे हैं, क्योंकि जस्ट इट इज फॉर आर ग्रोथ. और वो भी अभी कवर हो जाएगा जैसे ही हम लोगों का अभी प्लांट कमीशन हो गया है, फुल कैपेसिटी में जो ये साल रन होगा तो वो भी कवर हो जाएगा.
ओके सर, थैंक यू. सर मेरा नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन है सर, फॉर अप टू 2000 करोड़ का रेवेन्यू अचीव करने के लिए डू यू थिंक दैट यू नीड टू बी रेस्ट सम मोर फंड लाइक अ प्रेफरेंशियल शेयर और लेटर इन फ्यूचर, और व्हाट इज योर प्लान फॉर फंड रेजिंग?
Sir, now we don't have any plan for fundraising. Just we will take the decision on the depending on situation that time.
Okay. Thank you. That's another one suggestion, sir. Last time you said that every quarterly result you have set up some con call. So kindly do that. Thing that will be really helpful.
Yes.
There are lots of rumors going on social media and all.
Sir,
that.
See, rumors. Yeah. I will again yeah. mention you rumors, and on rumors I will not speak anything, because those individuals who are spreading rumors, they didn't get us. वो आज तक हम लोगों के पास कभी आए नहीं, और ना ही हम लोगों से उन्होंने कभी बात करने की कोशिश की है. वो उनका कोई पर्सनल एजेंडा है जिसके लिए वो लोग कुछ भी करेंगे, कुछ भी रूमर देंगे. हमारा काम है, वो प्राइमरी फोकस ऑन बिजनेस है जो हमें बाकायदा करना है, और हमारे शेयर होल्डर्स को उसका बूस्ट देना है. हम लोग ये सब चीजों में हम लोग ध्यान नहीं देते, और आज तक हमने दिया भी नहीं, और आइंदा भी हम लोग नहीं देने वाले. और जिसको रूमर्स फैलाने हैं वो उसके साइड पे, अगर उसको नहीं है, कंपनी में कुछ गलत लग रहा है, देन ही और उसे इंडिविजुअल ड्रॉप कर सकता है. ऐसा नहीं है कि निर्माण एक अकेले लिस्टेड कंपनी है जिसके पीछे मतलब ये है. आपके पास बहुत ऑप्शंस है, लोगों के लिए ऑप्शंस है. रूमर्स अगर कोई स्प्रेड कर रहा है तो वो उसके एंड तक है. और अगर किसी को भी कोई भी डाउट हो, आपके वे से मीडियम से मैं बताना चाहता हूँ, किसी को भी कोई डाउट हो, यू शुड इनिशिएट. फर्स्ट यू चेक विद द कंपनी, गॉट गेट ऑन अ पॉइंट, गेट इट क्लेरिफाइड बाय द कंपनी, एंड देन स्प्रेड रूमर्स वॉट एवर द इंडिविजुअल वॉन्ट. बट इन शॉर्ट सर, मैं आपको वही बताना चाहूँ, हम लोग भी ध्यान नहीं देते, आप भी ध्यान मत दीजिए. हर किसी का काम है, जो उसका उसके हिसाब से काम करते रहेगा.
ओके, थैंक यू.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nidhi Modi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, sir. I'm an investor. Good afternoon. I want to ask, like, Krushidham, these will be the stores or in the Maharashtra, or this will be the online platform?
This will be a stores. If you see agriculture industry, online presence ko utna abhi badhava nahi diya gaya hai. Online presence pe utna acha response kisi ko nahi mil raha hai. Isliye ye physical stores hi rahenge aur aaj bhi aur aage jaake कितने अभी टाइम हो गया तो एग्रीकल्चर इंडस्ट्री को ऑनलाइन आने में काफी टाइम लगेगा सो इसीलिए हम लोग उसको फिजिकल स्टोर एसकेयूज ही बनाएंगे.
ओके सर, ये देहात की तरह है, देहात वाले कॉन्सेप्ट है क्या?
देहात का कॉन्सेप्ट बहुत अलग है. देहात खुद के स्टोर्स नहीं बनाता है, देहात डीलर डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर पे ही खुद का नाम लगा देता है, तो उनका कॉन्सेप्ट और हमारा कॉन्सेप्ट बहुत अलग है.
अच्छा, ये अपने खुद के निर्माण एग्री के कृषि धाम स्टोर्स होंगे, राइट? ओके सर, अभी हम एट प्रेजेंट कितने स्टोर्स को टारगेट कर रहे हैं इस ईयर?
वंस वी गेट ऑल द सर्टिफिकेशंस एंड लाइसेंसिंग, वी विल टारगेटिंग नियर अबाउट फर्स्ट 25 स्टोर्स.
25 एंड दोज विल बी इन महाराष्ट्र ओनली?
वो डिपेंड करता है सिचुएशन पे, जहाँ जाते हम लोग को सर्टिफिकेशन पहले मिल जाएगा वहाँ वहाँ पे हम लोग पहले स्टार्ट कर देंगे.
ओके सर, ऑल द बेस्ट सर.
थैंक यू.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Lohia from Commercial Street Mode. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for the opportunity. So I wanted to understand what was the amount of capex done in the factory.
So it is about 3.5 crores.
3.5 crores. And yeah. So you said that the revenue potential of the factory is 500 crores and the fat margin would be around 15%. So if there's 15% fat margin of 500 crore revenue, it will be around 75 crores. So why do you think other players are not setting up such factories? The capex is only 3.25 crores.
Just I will interrupt you. First, please understand the seed business and seed model. The major production process is happening on land. Seed ऐसा है नहीं कि वो कहीं पे भी आप powder पत्थर डालोगे और नीचे से पाउडर आएगा, ऐसा प्रोडक्शन सीड का है नहीं. सीड आपको लैंड पे ही लेना पड़ता है. 75-80% प्रोसेस लैंड पे ही हो जाता है. वो मल्टीप्लिकेशन होता है, उसके बाद वो आता है यहाँ पे, उसका खाली क्लीनिंग होता है और प्रोसेसिंग होता है और पैकेजिंग होता है. 10 tons per hour की कैपेसिटी से सीड ऐसा नहीं है कि वो कोई मशीन में सीड कभी नहीं उगेगा, कोई मशीन में सीड कभी नहीं आने वाला है. सीड का 90% प्रोडक्शन प्रोसेस लैंड पे होता है. इसीलिए आप वो अगर कंपेरिजन कर रहे हो कि ये प्रोसेसिंग प्लांट ऐसा है और इतना रेवेन्यू वहां पे दे रहा है, तो दिस इज नॉट. आप ये कंपेयर करो कि हमारे पास कितने लैंड ऑफ एकर है और हम लोग कितने लैंड पे प्रोडक्शन ले रहे हैं, तो आपको वो कंपैरिजन वहां पे मिलेगा. ये तो खाली एक प्रोसेसिंग है. जो सीड का मेजर प्रोडक्शन लैंड पे होता है, उसके बाद उसको क्लीनिंग होता है, क्लीनिंग होके उसमें से ग्रेडिंग होता है, सॉर्टिंग होता है और पैकेजिंग होता है. बस इसके अलावा प्लांट में इतना कुछ नहीं होता है. मेजर पोर्शन इज स्टिल ऑन लैंड ओनली.
ओके राइट. एंड सो आई हैव जस्ट वन सजेशन, एज देयर आर मेनी रूमर्स ऑन सोशल मीडिया प्लेटफॉर्म अगेंस्ट योर कंपनी. So it is my request, like, if you can post the plant pictures with location, what all products you offer.
Sir, we have already given a video visuals for public guidance. And secondly, I am again telling from your median, अगर हम लोग दिन ब दिन कोई कुछ भी रूमर स्प्रेड करेगा उस पर अगर हम लोग वही लेके बैठ जाए और वही चीज प्रूफ करते करते बैठ जाए, देन व्हेन वी विल डू आवर बिजनेस.
So I'm just saying that if it is possible, then you can post another investor presentation with plant photos, products, and order book with.
Sir, we have already posted. You can go earlier. We have already posted the link of video. We have already posted the photos in our presentation.
And when I'm trying to contact in Nirman Agri through Google, there's no response. Like, it shows the number is invalid. And I even mailed in ts@nirmanagri.com, but there's no reply.
As I mentioned earlier, we prioritized detailed investor responses via email only due to high call volume impacting our daily operations. हमारे डेली ऑपरेशंस इससे इम्पैक्ट हो रहे हैं बिकॉज ऑफ वी हैव हाई नंबर ऑफ रिटेल इन्वेस्टर्स इन आर कंपनी. सो यू कैन ईमेल अस your query on cs@nirmanagrigen.com and you will get a prompt reply from here onwards.
Okay, okay. So thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shrikant Bharadwaj from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Pranav. Nice talking to you. Actually, our company is completely concentrated. The base product of our company is seed, right? See, the revenue margins, everything that you're giving, the guarantee, everything depends how the quality of our seed is, basically. So how do we know, like, being investors, like, we are, we don't know that, how do the investors ensure that our seed quality is the best among in the market compared to, you know, Kaveri seeds, or, you know, I don't want to compare, but how do we know?
No. Your question is right. Your question is right. But sir, इसमें एक चीज आपको समझना पड़ेगा. देखिए, सीड खाली सीड नहीं है. सीड में वेरियस डिविजन्स है. हर कंपनी का मॉडल्स ऑफ ऑपरेंडी अलग है, हर कंपनी का सीड क्वालिटी अलग है, हर कंपनी का सेल करने का एरिया अलग है, हर कंपनी का सोइंग करने का एरिया अलग है. समझो, इसमें क्या होता है, फॉर एग्जाम्पल आपको अगर हमारा क्वालिटी देखना है तो इसमें आप देख रहे हो, पहली चीज हम लोग कंसिस्टेंट ग्रोथ कर रहे हैं, नए प्रोडक्ट्स हम लोग कंटिन्यूअस लॉन्च कर रहे हैं. वेजिटेबल हाइब्रिड सीड्स में आप अगर देखोगे, सीड प्रोडक्शन को एक साल लगता है. कोई भी चीज विदाउट टेस्टिंग, हम लोग विदाउट जीओटी जर्मिनेशन, और जीओटी करके एक टेस्ट होता है, जर्मिनेशन ऑफ टेस्ट, जहां पर हम लोगों का एक बार मल्टीप्लीकेशन खत्म हो जाता है, लैंड पे हम लोगों के पास रॉ सीड हो जाता है, तो वही रॉ सीड से हम लोग लॉट प्रिसाइज करके वापस उसका जीओटी लेते हैं. विदाउट टेस्टिंग एंड क्लैरिफिकेशन वी डोंट सेल एनी प्रोडक्ट इन मार्केट, क्योंकि आपको पता है एग्रीकल्चर नॉर्म्स अगर आप देखोगे तो विदाउट सर्टिफिकेशन एंड लाइसेंस वी कैनॉट सेल एनी प्रोडक्ट इन मार्केट. एंड यू कैन सी एग्रीकल्चर नॉर्म्स इतने स्ट्रिक्ट हो गए, आज आप काफी सारी कंपनीज देखोगे तो काफी सारी कंपनीज पे लीगल केसेस हो जाते हैं अगर वो सीड वहां पे नहीं निकलता है तो. और आप हमारा ट्रैक रिकॉर्ड देखोगे तो हम पे खाली ये दो केसेस थे, वो भी जेन्युइन नहीं थे, वो भी हमारे साइड से उसका रिजल्ट लग गया था. सो यू कैन, ये सारे एग्जाम्पल से आप देख सकते हो कि हम लोग प्रॉपरली प्रोडक्ट पे फोकस करके ही उसको नीचे बेचते. कोई भी सीड ऐसा नहीं बेचेंगे कि उसका रिजल्ट नहीं है और मार्केट में रिजल्ट नहीं आएगा, तो वो हमें भी हमारा इंटेंशन और नाम खराब करके, रेपुटेशन मार्केट में खराब करके कोई फायदा नहीं होगा उसका.
एंड जस्ट वन सजेशन, वन थिंग इज देयर एनी प्रोसेस लाइक वेयर आवर सीड क्वालिटी, लाइक कोई सर्टिफिकेशन होगा जो नेशनली और इंटरनेशनली रेप्यूटेड फर्म और एजेंसी
सर्टिफाइज दैट? हर स्टेट से होता है, और आप हमारे पास्ट अपडेट्स में देखिएगा तो आपको मिल जाएगा. हमारे पास हर सेट के लाइसेंसेस है जिसमें हम लोग सर्टिफिकेशन हम लोगों ने ऑलरेडी लिया हुआ है.
ओके, नो, दिस विल ओनली एंश्योर यू नो आवर ट्रस्ट इन द कंपनी, लाइक इट विल आंसर लॉट ऑफ नेगेटिव.
फर्स्ट आई एम अगेन टेलिंग यू सर, जिस वक्त हम लोग कंपनी खड़ा कर रहे हैं, आज हम लोग आपके सवालों का जवाब सामने बैठ के दे रहे हैं, आपको जो आंसर चाहिए वो, जिस वक्त हम लोगों ने कंपनी खड़ा किया हुआ है, ऐसे ही हम लोग ये रेवेन्यू पे तो नहीं पहुंचने वाले हैं. सेकेंड चीज, विदाउट लाइसेंस, विदाउट सर्टिफिकेशन हम लोग, और जो लोग नेगेटिविटी कर रहे हैं, आप उनको कभी पूछिए उनको सीड बिजनेस के बारे में 0.1% भी नॉलेज है कोई रूमर स्प्रेड करने से पहले? तो देखिए, हर किसी का नॉलेज अलग है, हर किसी का काम अलग है, हर किसी को जिसका जो इंटेंशन है वो इंटेंशन के साथ वो काम कर रहा है. हम लोग उस पर ध्यान नहीं दे सकते और हम लोग उस पर ध्यान देते भी नहीं है. सेकेंडली, हम लोग ये रेवेन्यू कर रहे हैं तो हमारा प्रोडक्ट लाइन बेस है एग्रीकल्चर सीड इंडस्ट्री में. हम लोग के नॉर्म्स है, हम लोग के पास सारे लाइसेंसेस है, हमने वो अपलोड भी किए हुए हैं, एंड एट द टाइम ऑफ आईपीओ वी हैव ऑलरेडी सबमिटेड टू सेबी. सो ऐसे ही तो हम लोगों को परमिशन नहीं मिलेगा.
Right, so just ignore these things.
We are also focusing on our primary base, which is doing business and focusing on our business. So, आप भी उसको ignore करिए, हम भी ignore ही कर रहे हैं sir. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last question for today, which is from the line of Tarun Modi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Tanaji.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Sir, I am good, sir. How are you?
Yes, sir. I am good. Tell me, sir.
Sir, I have two questions. When we are planning to move to main board? This is my first question. Mm-hmm. Second, sir, as we are planning to move from 200 CR to 2000 CR in next 5 years, so there will be we have to take care of many policies and corporate governance and many things you have to strengthen. So these are the things, sir, are there in the pipeline?
Yes. First of all, I will answer your first question. What was your first question, sir? Can you pardon, please?
Sir, when you are planning to move to main board?
The main board, as you can see, we will be eligible in this March, next upcoming March, we will be eligible for main board.
Okay.
Yeah, so probably we can move to mainboard in next March only. And secondly, coming to your revenue guidance and corporate governance, yeah, you are on the right track that we will imply many things, certifications will be more, and we will assure that our corporate governance will be not impacting our revenues in future.
Okay, so sir, like for main board also, there will be some planning will be required, no? 1 year before, if you are planning for next year March. So these things are there in the plan, or maybe you will do later?
No. First, see, Tarun ji, we don't have right now in plan. I am only saying that we are eligible in next March. So once we are eligible, then we will think what to do and when to migrate to main board.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sakhi Panjiara for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Nirman Agri Genetics Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference. Have a good day.
Hello.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Let me interrupt you, Saki. Is there any investors waiting in queue? Like 2-3 more investors are waiting in queue, or?
As of now, sir, the queue is clear.
As of now, queue is clear. Okay.
Yes.
Then no worries. Thank you. Yeah.
Saki, shall we close the call?
Yes.
Thank you. On behalf of Kiran Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.